Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Few things are more solid than a good rock song. The kick of a bass drum, followed by great vocals and lead guitar, can all come together to say something like cut like a knife. And the same goes for a great photograph. It's crisp, straightforward, and emotional. KGOU's community calendar producer Kate Carlton takes a peek into an artist who's been part of both worlds.
Bryan Adams may be best known for his heart-wrenching, soul-turning lyrics, but for the past 12 years, the musician has pulled double duty as a photographer. The singer-turned-shutterbug has taken pictures of a number of global celebrities, including Queen Elizabeth II, Lindsay Lohan, and Mick Jagger. Adams says his interest in the arts began because it provided respite.
With art and music, it was really easy to find escapism because if you weren't being with your friends or, you know, possibly at school, you know, you could have your transistor radio under each pillow, and that would be enough to get you through.
His fascination with creative ventures started with music, but Adams says he first dabbled in photography as a hobby. He just wanted to record what was happening during his tours.
My sort of first professional pictures were taken. I used myself as a subject, you know, as a horrible subject, but I used to, you know, just see if I could sort of document what I was doing by setting up cameras in the studio and sort of running back and getting in position and that kind of thing. And did a lot of pictures that way. I did my first album cover in 98 for an album called On a Day Like Today, and I've done all of them since.
Things changed for Adams when he met two men who specialized in developing pictures. That's when the real artistic approach started, and he didn't fret too much about the success of his photography either. If something didn't work out, he'd just start over. And the experimenting worked. The majority of his shots were commissioned for a variety of magazines, such as Harper's Bazaar and Vogue. Each image is unexpected.
I just sort of try to look for things that sort of appeal to me, and the most unguarded moments sometimes are the most interesting moments. And most people, when you raise a camera to them and you say, "I'm taking your picture now," they suddenly go into static. You know, they have their smile, they have the side of their face they like to look at, they whatever they do when a camera is raised. But when it's not. When you're not seeing what's happening, when you're not aware of it, sometimes the unguarded moments become the most interesting.
Now Adams has collected some of his best shots, including ones of Lana Del Rey and Sir Ben Kingsley, into a book and art exhibit. The photographs from the retrospective are frequently intimate, creating images that are both candid and iconic. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton.
Bryan Adams Exposed is on display at Oklahoma Contemporary through May 17th. Find Kate's weekly 168 entertainment blog and many more events and ways to get involved in your community at kgou.org.